Player Profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Family is, but you know, second to God, everything.
I think we have a group of friends that are just absolutely hungry to be successful at life, no matter where we all came from.
Being in Stockton, well, he grew up on the north side. I was on the south side, so like my school was all like, it was African Americans and Mexicans and stuff like that, and they're all like in gangs and stuff like that. So we've seen the successful side, and we've seen the side we were on, and we
come from tough neighborhoods, and I think one of our main things is we don't want to come off as if it's coming from like, you know, us complaining.
Him being my best friend, literally my brother, like when he made it, I cried because so much work and dedication went into him grinding his whole life and seeing it pay off, it's the best feeling.
To be honest, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't change it for the world. And in fact, sometimes you just wish you could rewind time to go back to some of those moments because it was that fun.
When my dad passed, my three older brothers was out the house pretty early. From seventh grade and on, it was really me and my mom in the house, and that's all it was. And our relationship is really like best friends. And, you know, best friends argue, best friends fight, you know, best friends love each other, best friends support each other. But at the end of the day, I knew she had my back and would die for me, and I would do the same for her. I think the way my mom sees it, she sees me as her archer, her protector.
Everybody watch SpongeBob. You got to watch SpongeBob. If you don't watch SpongeBob, something wrong with
you. You look around in the house, you know, you got the arrows all throughout the wall, everywhere. You know, where it kind of, you know, came from was first, you know, I was really watching a TV show, The Green Arrow, and, you know, The Hunger Games, and I was so fascinated on what you can do with a bow and arrow and the way that they used it. I came across a verse that I just fell in love with, Psalm 144:6. It says, send forth lightning, scatter the enemy, shoot your arrows and rout them. And I thought that was just the perfect verse for what I do in life. It gets me in that zone, you know, when it's time to go play a game. It kind of naturally stuck just because the guys in the locker room, you know, would see me walking around the locker and just, you know, shooting an imaginary bow and arrow or on the field. And they're like, yo, you got to stick with that. And, you know, they're like, that, yeah, that's hot right there. So I think it found me. Football to me means a way to escape from reality.
I look forward to the second game the most, though.
Go back to Mexico and they play in Mexico.
Man,
we got later?
Yeah.
We can't think that far. We gotta go one game at a time.
The team to me is putting everyone else before yourself. As we all know, in this game of football, you can't win a game by just one player. You need everyone on the same page as a team in order to accomplish great things. I mean, coming to New England so far, it's been a dream come true. It's been special, not only from being taken in like a family already with the teammates and the coach and staff and the organization, but the fans are amazing. And to be able to be a part of this opportunity and to be a part of this team, you know, it's a blessing, and I couldn't be more thankful.